Blog Talk Radio.
So, anyway, I think it's well, good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. With me is Dean Val and our dear friend Tim Von Pignon. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. We will discuss the chapters and ask you folks to please ask questions about what I'm reading. And we're going to ask Dean Bell and Tim, please give their interpretation of what they think is the chapter's about. Things are pretty interesting. You'll definitely want to hear the chapters and what the opinions that Dean Val and Tim have for you. So stay tuned. Here we go. With all the elements involved with the mystery of one's real awareness and unawareness, it is found that the unconscious part, with all that influence it does not spare the dreamer at all. The dream experience can take the most righteous person, according to their own idea of themselves, and shove their faces in the dirt as though they were the lowest creatures on earth. The shadow will feed on anything of a derogatory nature and is usually the same sex as the dreamer. The character that has been created from all the collected agreements comes in many disguises. The shadow has its own strength, as I have personally wrestled with it many times. It is its own cunning entity, which moves along the lines of the slithering slime in the lowest arenas, as it sets out to block all achievements to one becoming successful from escaping the three lower worlds. The real guides help to take care of this culprit to where it is basically gone, as they protect their new students. One cannot get rid of everything here entirely, because the dualistic forces exist in the lower realms and they will continue on. So it's a matter of adjustment, like a person's sails in the wind. We cannot get rid of all of flies and the bugs on earth, because they do have their purpose here. And so what we can do is prepare ourselves to handle whatever it is that we have to do. The rep systems do not come close to the real guides of the is. There is no comparison, but the existing educational processes of this world will definitely not agree, as they will do everything in their power to maintain a huge hold on each and every unaware soul. In the movie Ghostbusters number 2, the heroes of the movie discovered a strange pinkish goop underneath the streets of the city. What they soon realized was it was all the negative thoughts and emotions along with the drama of the big city life that created this huge distortion. To most, this would seem to be science fiction, because humans do not, for the most part, label things for what they are not. As the U.S. government labels UFO as swamp gas. And so, because most people do not understand all the worlds that they create from their unawareness, they are constantly the unknowing effect of them. Your Dream Visions, Part 6. The study of your dream visions is so vast and great, and this is a fun adventure. As one becomes familiar with themselves, their life will expand, and they will become more capable instead of following the idea of a belief to where does not believe in such things. Nothing in life is about any sort of belief, even though the term is often used. The whole of life is an isness, and everything else has been put together from what already exists, as we term creation, such as ideas that apply mainly to the earth and the business world. To have a business plan in this world is one thing, but to go beyond all that mankind has ever known or will know is something really terrific and amazing. What all of us are experiencing on the earth is nothing compared to what is possible with a person's real awareness. As long as people hold on to what others have marketed to them as something more special than themselves, which is usually it is not, they will stay in the dark about their life as they reach their elderly years and wait to see what happens as they cross over to one of the astral levels. When people see what humans term as ghosts and what is taking place is something, and sometimes an unaware soul not knowing where to go or what to do with themselves, if the entity is mischievous or destructive, then one should do the new you sessions and call upon Rebus Artars to have the person taken away by the astral authorities. And so we get into the study of two more aspects of the dream worlds, and these are the Animia and the Animus. The Animia is the figure image of a man, and the Animus is the masculine image in woman. These two aspects are imprinted on the subconscious of every human being. The Animia produces moods in men, and the Animus creates opinions in women. A good majority of people are controlled by their Zygy, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. This is why, and this is which, the name for both of these attributes. These two attributes become rather prominent in both men and women in their dream visions. The man sometimes dreams that he is a woman, and the woman will dream that she's a man. Part, but not all of this is from past lives, where all of us have been both sexes many times over, and finally comes into what we are now in this life, the real awareness. It will choose the body it seems to fulfill its experience for each life, as a personal self really has no say, as it is the front of the person each lifetime. If one recalls our dream vividly, holding on to it with perfect recall for years, this then means it is most likely a past life. Different perceptions come through to all of us as we dream and we are awake in this world. Well, that's kind of a mouthful here. Somebody have an opinion or an insight about what this is?
Go ahead, Tim. Take a shot at it.
It's something that I guess that we're really not aware of, most of us, and just starting to learn about this animus and anima stuff through this new presentation. It's interesting how our personal selves don't have any say in what this experience is in the dream state. And it is interesting that how it's being stated that we have with these things as something in our lives.
You know, and hi, Tim and Lila. This is Val, and I'm reminded of the term, this world is an illusion, or this world is just Maya. And Lila read something like that earlier here with the reading, and that everything's been put together by us here in creation. It's been agreed upon. And Dwayne's been talking about this lately, about the black holes in space, how they're expanding because people are becoming, on one side, people are becoming more aware, but on the other, they're becoming less aware and more subjugated to the controllers, because the controllers are upping their game because of the fact that people are becoming more aware. So these black holes are becoming bigger, because this is the unconscious part of ourselves. And he talks about the atmosphere at nighttime. What do we see? It's just we see darkness out there. Well, that's basically unawareness. It doesn't have to be dark. These are all things that we've agreed to. We don't normally, most people don't speak to animals, don't communicate to animals or to the wind or to the sun. Why not? This could be possible too. It's just agreed upon. We become so literal with the agreements that we've been indoctrinated to that we no longer are, you could say, masters of our creation. We have been outcreated by the controllers, or we've let them outcreate us. So the world doesn't have to be the way it is. It doesn't have to be what we think is normal, because it's just it's agreed upon illusion. And at least for me, the more I see and I'm involved with the new presentation and the wonderful worldwide educators, I see that it doesn't have to be the way it is, because it's the world is really agreeing to its own demise right now. And you read, Lila, about the protection of the guides. Well, this is part of this is just becoming more aware. The more aware you are, the more protection you have for yourself. And that's very real because they can only do so much for you. And they want and they allow things to happen sometimes to us just so we become stronger through it, through the experience. So not always will they do something for us when we think that they should or is needed, because they just want us to go through the experience. So this is, it's a very interesting path, or if you want to call it that, journey into this unknown. And again, this creation is just what it says. And I'm just surprised how what Dwayne talks about, there's deeper and deeper levels that come to me in my experiences from what he said, or I see it from deeper levels or more expansive levels, let's say, not deeper, but more expansive way of looking at what he says. And this is like almost constantly. He says something and then you see it from a more expansive viewpoint as your journey continues. It's really interesting. And it just becomes bigger. Life becomes bigger and bigger. And it really is a true adventure, what we're doing here.
Well, that's really true, Val. Life is exciting. The more that we know about what happens, you know, we become more aware. Just subtle things happen. You can kind of, sometimes if you get too, you know, an awareness will come. I should do this, you know, or I should not do that, or listen to what the inner says. And then you pay attention. And if you follow that, you'll be really happy. But if you don't follow that inner nudge, you get in trouble. Or the opportunity is gone and you have to make it all over again. And if you just listen to what those nudges say that they're trying to talk to you, you'd sure be a lot better off. Because they can see things that you cannot. They can feel it. They're constantly trying to tell us to wake up, to show us things. And that's every day something happens, you know, that if you really look at the situation, it's there, the lesson is there. And this path is not the easiest but it's the most rewarding thing, because you can be one with the all is. Tim, what do you say about this, if you want to say anything?
I was just thinking about how Dwayne is stating that life is nothing about belief. It doesn't have anything to do with belief. And so much of the world, that's one of their main thing in the religions, is a belief in some God or savior or forgiver that is going to make their lives better if they obey the rules of their religions, and how big of an effect it has, this thing called belief that man has been convinced to think is the truth, when life itself has nothing to do with something called belief.
So almost, if you look at the word be, leave, so you're leaving your beingness for basically a superstition, something that's not really real. You're leaving your beingness, belief.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's right, Val. Well, years ago, I was on the phone with one of my business associates from Canada, and he has a good awareness of things. And as we were talking, I jokingly said, to come to Huntington Beach, and I'll teach you how to surf. He told me he could not swim and had a rather fear of the water. Then he told me of a man he met, and as they were talking, the man asked for my friends to watch, as he then proceeded to put it to his forehead, as he said, you can't swim, can you? At first, my friend thought it was all a gag and said to him, no, I can't. And then the fellow said, you were an explorer in the 1800s, and you were standing on the docks with several others, and all of you were in disagreement about the cargo. Then one of the men pulled a knife out and stabbed you in the heart, and you fell backwards and into the water as your lungs filled up and you drowned. Today, my friend is still in the export business. Here's a good example of a carryover from a past life, because he didn't pick his water attitude up at this life. How fun it is to know that we have been here before and that we can do just so much better for ourselves with all the experience that we already have. Rebazar would tell Paul and I and myself that when we were able to tap into our past, which are the experiences of our universal files, it would help us to succeed with what we are here to do today. And now, past lives are something interesting to look at, but not to be held by. The interest that people have in psychic sciences is not a bitch of bad choice, but should be one of careful scrutiny. Those who seem to profess so much in the way of psychic abilities are also into the business world, and many are times into black magic. I have dealt with some of these people, and almost each time they would want to do a bunch of silly rituals and change me, and a lot of money to perform these showy hocus pocus changes that are about to come, they say. Again, ritual and ceremony have nothing to do with real truth. The anime in man tends to soften his character and makes him touchy and rather moody, and also jealous at times. From this, he can become vain and hard to adjust to situations that he needs to tend to. So much of the fear which women arouse in men is due to the anomia image. Men can carry of themselves, can take care of themselves. A close recognition of this can offset a lot of silly moods in one. Such attitudes show up in the person's dreams, and one can be uneasy and irritable for days as they experience the different sides of themselves. The animus, the masculine figure in a woman's unconscious, corresponds to the animia in a man. And so it is, as the animia is notorious for producing moods in a man, the animus produces all those seemingly delightful options in a woman. But these opinions are not based upon real truth, knowledge, or original thought, but a created assumption, as social women love to grace themselves with. Many of these assumptions arise from a woman's dream experiences. They do not consciously realize. In social gatherings, it is only obvious the nature and level with which a person realizes and relates to by the communication that they deliver. They often speak of reference points referring to real truth or exact knowledge. Or is it that they are moved, interested in the behavior, appearance, or outfits of others, especially other women who might be in competition of their mates or business plans? Most hold to their one-dimensional environmental mode, seeing nothing beyond the assumptions, feelings, and ideas, and the appearances of their socially bred arrangements. Women can be more so the seductive side of the dual forces, and they actually love their role even when they're caught at it. The extremes of this is brutal sex act and masochism at times. The social consciousness in people becomes extended beyond the normal borders as they continue to look for new highs and thrills with their physical and emotional bodies. What is not seen on the surface many times is the eventual effects of certain relationships that have been decided upon. The social environment of today is a gross and overly done exaggeration of a real life, as so much entails a radical behavior among those especially who are very well off financially, as they have made most of their money from products and services which really do not provide any real benefit for others on earth. To the true reality of life is, but do serve themselves and the influence. I have seen a builder most, and I have been a builder most of my life, and there has always been a fine time for certain construction, such as housing and shopping centers for the masses. But today it has become overdone with casinos, resorts, and amusement parks that really do not assist the natural environment or educate people to do better in a true sense. All of this becomes a way of life as it has in ancient history, which clearly has proven the downfall of the greatest of civilizations. Add to this the rep systems, and they do not contribute to mankind. And it is easy to see why this world is as it is now. The great and wonderful universal guides have always tried to point the way for mankind to stand in the real light and see reality as it truly is. But most people want the seductive side of themselves and to be controlled by the influence. I am providing this understanding as a real gift for every person to eventually perceive where they're at with the position that they have chosen. What do you say about that, Tim?
Well, it just makes me think about how to understand and perceive, and I guess you'd call it, for me, it would be more than reading. I guess you'd call it study to understand these things like animus and animuses, or, and there's so much, it seems like, to pay attention to and try to perceive, or whatever the word is, understand what the words mean.
Dwayne talks about studying a lot, and that's to our benefit if we do study what's going on around us, because otherwise we just get lulled into somebody else's creation, like we were talking about before. Dwayne talked about he's been a builder all his life. I've been a gardener all my life, and this right now, this is real crucial since we're working on the rainforests, and we do support the all-natural environment. It supports us, so this includes the plants and the animals, well, plants and the trees and the things growing on our planet. So these things are being destroyed purposely. And what we're doing with our projects is to doing things to offset this destruction. People are basically, those people that are sincere, they're basically, well, it's whatever, it's a particular for each person, but they're better off normally than those who are self-convinced. And really, in this day and age, if you're not seeing what we're doing, you're going to be sucked into something that you probably is not going to be a benefit for yourself. So it's there's really nothing out there. Even if you're a sincere person and you positioned yourself a certain way without believing in any kind of particular belief system or whatever, you still need this guidance. There's just no way around it. You can't, it's to figure it out yourself. I don't see how a being could do that, because there's no reference points out there in creation that really point to what Dwayne is referencing. So that's why we say this is the real cure, this is the only way. And it's not that it's a way, but it's the reference points that are important. No one's going to show you how to wake up or become more aware, but it's these reference points, these guidance, these hints, that will position yourself better for your awakening, you know, for your own volition, your own decision to wake up. So it's not going to be any other way out there. It's anything else out there does not lead to anything really, except another position to where maybe you can find something like this, where it does make sense. The references are pointing to a real true reality, and then you can go from there. But otherwise, even if you're a sincere person, you know, a good person, an honest person, it's contrary to belief, most people's belief, you know, it's not really going to do you any good, because that's just the reality of the world. It's just, we've seen good people and, you know, bad things happen to them too. So it's, you're not, there's no guarantee for anything but being a good person or honest person. What really matters is you're waking up to what really is going on, and that's your best position here. And again, we and this is not bragging or ego or anything like arrogance, but just we have the best references, because it just, we, our references point to the isness, this reality that just is, that makes sense and that is all encompassing. So it's not about the personal self and the ego or anything like that. It's like, just like being real with what's going on. So watch your references, look at your references, what you're agreeing to, because that's very important. And then study what we're presenting here, because it's an ongoing journey to awareness, which is where really it's where it's at.
Yes, we do learn by watching ourselves, how we react to different things, how we react to this situation, how we react to that one, you know, and it's watching yourself react. These are the reference points that Val was trying to say, was telling us about, you know, and there is only one way, and that's the isness.
Dwayne, sometimes he said this the other night, so he reacts to certain things. He knows that his personal self does, but he, and then he goes back and he looks at it and objectively, he really studies his personal self and sees where he can become more aware with it. Because just like everybody, I mean, that has a human body, we're going to react. It's just the way it is. It's the nature of the thing. So, but in the same lines, he lets go of it. He looks at it, and then he just lets go and goes on to the next moment. Because it's being now, it's moment by moment. So that's another part of this, is not hanging on to it in an attitude or an idea or being self-convinced to something. So just being able to walk away with it and let go and just carry on and just be real and now
Yeah, it's letting go. Letting go your reaction to things. If you know that you don't like that reaction in yourself, you have to let it go. And be aware that you've done, you react in a way that doesn't suit you. So now that there is a better way, now you're more aware of what you're doing, and you are perceiving more, and you grow, you expand yourself, and you expand where you are. And that's sort of the adventure. I mean, what the heck am I doing here? You know, am I, do I want to carry on this attitude in my life? Do I want to keep that? You make a decision.
That's why Dwayne encourages us to write our own books, because we can go back and see decisions we have made, our attitudes in the past, and the way we looked at things and viewed things. So it's an objective view of what we've gone through, and that's kind of along the same lines as, you know, your reaction like yesterday to something. Well, you go way back into when you were born and in childhood and in young adulthood, and just look at what you've gone through and how you reacted, and it gives you a bigger picture of things,
and
you can let go of that too once you see it for what it is.
That can be, if you really look at yourself and be honest, look at what that attitude is. Are you going to keep it or let it go? No? And with these two, the animia and the animus, the man and woman's dreams may appear to be lofty and conceivable as they view their experience from their personal limited self. The animus often appears symbolically in a woman's dream as someone she knows, which would be an indication of the attitude she uses during her conscious personal life. The person she is with would have an outstanding attitude on the surface of what is being demonstrated, and the dream experience would be showing one what this attitude is. Sometimes it can be a relative, such as her father or brother or anyone acquainted with them, which may indicate that they are trying to relay a message to the person about their illusionary assumptions being used, or possibly a warning of the misuse of wrong observations in particular instances. The personal self is usually always the last to know about anything of the real benefit, as it mainly likes to live with the lesser understanding, which are so easily manufactured from its shadowy arenas. All of this implies states of mainly unawareness and not real awareness. The social dream and drama which the humans of this planet have conjured up have taken control as they have in the past, and as history has proven many times over. In Book 4, The Adventures of Reba Zartarz, I lay out an exciting adventure of risk-taking unlike anything this world knows. My new books are part of the new presentation, The Greatest Humanitarian Venture Ever. Sometimes a simple dream can be taken for granted, as many times there are obvious but hidden things and meanings and happenings right in front of us. All of what we are experiencing here and on the many other levels and dimensions, it is for the sole purpose of each of us to waken up to the whole of life. And real guidance is definitely needed, as life is far too big for any of us to comprehend at first. And in the simplified fashion, it is not really that hard for anyone to invent a new business system here and then go about getting agreement. All one has to do is pick something that almost everyone is familiar with and accepts as a standard with our present lifestyle. Of course, none of what is invented will prevent a person beyond the span of their years here, except for those who provide an avenue to real freedom. The Kalum God and all the authoritarian subordinates on the Earth and the other planets want the present confusion and degeneration to continue to reign. As the sneaky rep systems do their business plans, they are creating confusion for themselves and others, along with huge karmic debts, because they are not following the natural realness of the is. Because of this, most people do not have time to pay attention to their real visions, but mainly work just to maintain what little sanity they have as they constantly try and adjust to their present lifestyles. So, for many who do not have the patience to listen to the real guides, it's better for them to seek professional help and pay the officials for their educated views. Sometimes it will be that a person learns to confront and discuss their personal issues and situations for a partial understanding. The real guides are always looking for those who have real courage and are willing to take on the new adventure of their lives, as opposed to most people who want an instant band-aid so that they can get back to their passing dream and continue their never-ending search for real truth. And so the principal law in the psychic realms is that of compensation, better known as the law of karma. Most people who search for real truth do not in any way recognize it when it comes face to face with them, because it is the whole of life and not the many little pieces. So to the humans who reside here permanently, they will continue to look to the skies for a sign of their Savior returning to correct all the distortion and misappropriation of any saintly and that has taken place here, or any sanity that has taken place here, which is in no way will really happen. As long as people believe it will, then the idea still exists. As long as you think it is, the idea will exist. The actions and reactions of the psychic realms are what keeps a person's mind in the most appropriate balance. And so this is where the experiences in the other levels, that of a person's dream visions, help to compensate physical, emotional, and mentally psychological situations. The dream arena alleviates a lot of conscious suffering, of which the personal self is very rarely aware of. It is no different than a sea captain having to deal with the nature of the ocean that he's riding on and making constant adjustments with his ship to stay on course. We are the real awareness, and our personal self is the ship that we must learn to direct to the real and true reality. The psychic realms are not at all understood by the rep systems. No proclaim who the authority and the know-it-all positions over their onlookers. And so a great limitation has been set forth and agreed upon by those who serve their officials. This is a very reason why the masses will not accept real truth or even know how to relate to it, as our other four psychic bodies have been set up like a computer program to react and acknowledge only what has been implemented to them. The real guides have a great compassion for all humans on this planet, as they make a huge effort to get people's attention by something beneficial and real. The situation always exists as to who will provide real truth and real freedom as opposed to just surrendering and serenading people's emotional bodies into a compliance for agreement, mainly to that of contrived takeovers by the dark side. When Paul Twitchell brought forth his presentation, he was basically the only one who would do it. And so it is with me, as I have chosen to do so. I already know that there will not be the great numbers of people for what I am providing as there are the rep systems, because humans are not in love with their illusionary. Well, because humans are in love with their illusionary predicaments and medic phenomena, and not all interested in what is real and what is true. Comments? Tim, and it's just about time to wrap it up. So can you give us a few last words, my friend?
Sure. Sure, Isla. It was interesting how he was stating about the sea captain having to make constant adjustments. That's changes. Instead of staying the same, and that's what people seem to be stuck in their grooves of rituals and ceremonies of how they're always chasing the next high and the new next thrill. It's the same old stuff. Instead of having an awareness about why we are here and accepting some real guidance and a real education to finally earn our way out of this psych realm experiences into the real universes where we are really, we have the real freedom and the real love, not just the emotional stuff that we experience here on Earth. So it's like the universal guides, they're putting out huge efforts for those that they know who are ready to have the opportunity again to become involved in the new presentation and the study of the new books that are being presented so that we can share with others and earn our way out of these psych realms and not to have to come back into these experiences of suffering and all the things that we don't want to have to go through anymore unless we come back to do a job like Dwayne or something to put up with these psych realms again to help others escape this human farming prison planet that we're experiencing with all the things that are going on with the fires and the pollution in so many ways of our earth and our air and our water and our food and the these modern technologies that are having effects on our minds. They're trying to mind control people and with nanobots and things come back, we have to come back into bodies that are in worse shape than ever and actually being turned into robots that don't really seem like they have much of a chance to not be a robot for a long, long time until the end of this psych realm stuff to start all over again. So the words of real courage to accept this real guidance and real education, to have it something that is the most important in a person's life, to have the opportunity to become involved in the new presentation, have the real purpose in life of why we came here. And thanks again, Lila, for your show, and Val, help. And it's just so important that we have this opportunity and not to take it for granted. So if anybody gets to listen to this, if the real guides guide them to hear what we're presenting by reading Duane's books and discussing them, you can get a hold of the wonderful Worldwide Educators, the new presentation.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Lila. There's some news for those who haven't heard. Duane Lee Hepner is running for president of the Earth. And this is a managerial position. It's not what you think it is. It's more real, and it's just what it sounds like. It's he's managing. He's a manager, basically. He's coordinating things. He's not applying restrictions or rules or guidelines. It's not about that. That's what we've been used to with what the government's doing. This is a whole new position. And if you can find out more about what he's doing on Facebook, if you just type in Duane Lee Hepner, H-E-P-P-N-E-R, president or president, and you should get some of the groups he's made. Just type that in the search bar in Facebook. He's made at least 7 or 8 groups on different things like the Constitution, what a real president is, etc. And you'll find it quite interesting because it's not like it's an honorable position. Not like what we see today and in the past with the presidents. It's very honorable and sincere, and this is what he's doing to, again, promote what we're doing as part of the marketing and promotion of just helping people wake up. And we're looking for agreement, you could say, too. So everybody gets a chance. Everybody, everything for everybody. Thanks again.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. Oh, that's so exciting. How wonderful. Yes. And with that, we're going to close tonight. And with happy dreams for everyone. And thank you, Tim. And thank you, Dean Val. It's been wonderful. Until next time. Let's do the new you, and we'll close until next time.
New you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night.